It's hour number three of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. Hour number three is when we play the pre-war recordings, things done before World War II. And we start this hour with Buddy Moss on guitar and vocal.
Babe keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. Babe keeps staying out all night long, says daddy really don't care. She goes out alone and stays all day. Got another woman to take her place. Babe keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. I mean, baby, daddy really don't care. Now my babe keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. Babe keeps staying out all night long, swear the daddy really don't care. I got a gal that she's long and tall, when she give her love and says, Lord, Lord, Lord. Says my babe keeps staying out all night long, but the daddy really don't care. I mean, baby, daddy really don't care. Babe keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. Babe staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. God can't say your name, tell her right there. When she keeps loving, says just too tight. Says my babe keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. I mean, baby, daddy really don't care. Staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. No, my babe, she's doing me wrong, swear your daddy really don't care. She stays out all night long, she gonna come home and find me gone. Then my babe keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. I mean, baby, daddy really don't care. My babe keeps staying out all night long, but your daddy really don't care. I know my babe, she's doing me wrong, but daddy really don't care. She stays out both day and night, said I know my babe, she ain't treating me right. Said my babe keeps staying out all night long, but daddy really don't care. I mean, but your daddy really don't care.
Where this was dead and round. Purvis told Mr. Webster to let poor Charlie down. It takes booze and booze, Lord, to carry me through. Take booze and booze, Lord, to carry me through. But it does seem like years are still out while there is no booze. I'd have one more feeling of I got one more feeling my and it must not have been done, built on it till I had blues I had, boy. Hard and trouble, he no use the screaming. While I was in prison, he no use the screaming try. Purvis on his man could eat that pain armor.
Better hit the right leg, boy. Don't I'll be kicking in your stall if you don't hit your right leg. Yeah, you got to hit your right leg. Now, you better hit your right leg. Don't you can't carry no baby home. These women all call Babe Ruth their home run king. Now don't you know how he got that name, boys? He hit the right leg. Yes, he hit the right leg. I declare he hit the right leg, and he carried that baby home. Tell your woman, she won't agree. Get you a small axe, boy. Cut down your tree, then hit the right leg. Yes, hit the right leg. Now, if you hit the right leg, she will bring that bacon home. John Henry told everybody that he could dance. When he met Joe Louis, he must have had ants in his pants, cause he couldn't hit the right leg. Dad, he couldn't hit the right leg. Dad, Joe hit that right leg, and he carried that bacon home. Thank you.
Yeah, there's Sonny Terry, one of the pioneering harmonica players. And the guy must have been on a million recordings. He and Brownie McGee, Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee. And they played together for, I'd say, almost 50 years. And they didn't talk to each other. They fought all the time. And they were both there. That's a recording from 1945 on the Savoy label. Runaway Women was the name of it. Sonny Terry on harmonica. We started with Buddy Moss on the Perfect label from January 1933 and Daddy Don't Care, January 1933. After that, I think we should always, I always am threatening to sponsor a sing-along, a blues sing-along, and the first record we'll start out with is Charlie Patton, because we've been listening to the records since the early 1960s, and nobody knows what the hell he's singing. High Sheriff Blues from January 1934. Then Big Bill Brunzi, this from April 1940, one of several different versions of a tune he got a lot of miles on called You Got to Hit the Right Lick. Bill is here on guitar and vocal, Josh Altheimer on piano, Fred Williams on the drums. I'd like to see a picture of Fred Williams. Wonder if one exists. He was on a lot of records. That brought us around to Sonny Terry and Runaway Women. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. Let's see, we wrapped up the last set with a harmonica player, Sonny Terry. Let's start this set with another of the really early harmonica players. This is a guy named DeFord Bailey, who was around forever. And one amazing aspect was that he eventually was invited to join the radio broadcast Grand Old Opry. And I think he may have been the only black guy on it for years. This recording goes back to April 1927, DeFord Bailey and the Muscle Shoals Blues.
Thank you. door. I hear me knocking, come running to your door. I ain't a stranger, I've been here
backyard every night you play. How does Monty goes out in the backyard every night you play. Now Tomcat goes down there and takes this kitty away. My tomb last night. Now, oh, let me tell you what Kitty told my tomb last night. Get on 35th and State and do that thing just right. Now, Tomcat told Kitty, don't fool me with your joke. Now, Tomcat told Kitty, don't fool me with your joke. Yawn 29 in federal and do it like natural folk. Little Kitty told Tomcat, let us go down that way. Little Kitty told Tomcat, let us go down that way. Get on top of a woodshed and whine till they crack up day.
Dr. Clayton on the vocals there, Blind John Davis piano, Willie Lacy guitar, Alfred Elkins on the bass, Copper Colored Mama from August 1946. It rounds out the set. We started with DeFord Bailey on harmonica and the Muscle Shoals Blues from April 1927. Then Ed Andrews on guitar and vocal, Barrel House Blues from April 1924. That was real early to get a man on a blues record back then. It really blazed a trail. Then we listened to Willie Harris, What Makes a Tomcat Blue, from March of 1930. That led us around to Dr. Clayton. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. This is the hour that we listen to the pre-war recordings. I've been mentioning this, at least on a semi-regular basis. Now that we're involved in the Ethel Waters series, the complete recordings by Ethel Waters from 1921 through 1941, I used to spend 2 hours playing classic blues singers during hour number two and hour number three. Since most of the time when hour number two for classic blues singers is taken up by Ethel, we haven't spent as much time listening to them, so I've been making a special effort to do a set each third hour that features the classic blues singers, and most of them are women that you had never heard of before. They're all pretty obscure, and a lot of them are not necessarily good. They made records, so our policy here is that everybody gets a chance. If you were around and lucky enough to make a record, and it's still around today, we'll give it a spin. Some of them are actually very good. Let's see what we've got here this morning. Write these names down. Ora Alexander, Kitty Brown, Alice Clinton, Ruth Coleman, and Hattie Garland. Those are the five we're going to listen to right now.
Yeah. life and I'll say that I agree. Number three can go, but he'll come back to him loving mama, for I always carry plenty of jack in the sack. Hey, you're poor like a diary, and they flock around me like a gang of thieves. But I don't let no one marry me. I don't let no one marry me. No time, 'cause I always have me two or three on my mind.
Down in South start to fretting with a pad of that. Then start to digging in the ground with your toes, and you twist a little on your heels. Then start to fuzzing all around. Have you seen Mr. Rooster when he flaps his wings? You do nothing else but you go wild and crazy, because the chances are days in the original crossing cut.
Man done.
Everybody Had Enough. There's five classic blues singers in a row, five different ones. You know what's interesting is that a couple of these are over 100 years old at this point. Yeah, that's amazing. And I wanted to comment on the fact that some of these are pretty ragged shape. And you wonder if the original owners, I don't know, probably some of them probably took very good care of them, and some of them just left them around the house, and they got beat to hell over the years. And they also got played a lot. Who knows what they were using as a needle in those days. For a stylus, I think you could get about 500 styli. They're just little metal points that you stick in the tone arm. But if you didn't have any money, you'd use a toothpick or a sewing needle or a pen or whatever, a railroad spike. What we listened to, Aura Alexander led things off on the Columbia label, and A Rider Needs a Fast Horse from July 1931. Then Kitty Brown, I Don't Let No One Man Worry Me from June of 1923. That was on the OK label and an unknown piano player. Up next was singer Alice Clinton, Do What You Did Last Night from April 1928. J.C. Johnson was on the piano. We heard Ruth Coleman on the Pathé label and the original Charleston Strut from September of 1923. A really nice piano player, Leslie Hutchinson, and in parentheses, it gave his nickname, which was Hutch. Leslie Hutchinson on piano. Ruth Coleman singing. And the last one was Hattie Garland, You Used to Be Sugar. That was from May of 1927. William Pearson on piano. That was on the Black Patty label. And Black Patty, I was just reading recently, I think was almost the exclusive project done by Ink Williams, J. Mayo Williams, who was first a producer for the Paramount label, which was in Grafton, Wisconsin. And then he did the Black Patty label, which was a project that was sponsored by one of the main competitors over there, the Jennet label. They were on the eastern border of Indiana. Was it Richmond, Indiana, I think it was. And they let Ink have his own label, Black Patty. He used a lot of alternate takes and unused recordings and did a limited amount of recording, original recordings specifically for Black Patty, but it went out of business pretty quickly. And then he went on to greater fame for the Decca label. That was the Black Patty label. That was Hattie Garland. In the time that we've got left this hour, let's change the pace. Figure you've had pretty strong medicine with five, count them, five classic blues singers in a row. Let's listen to Otis Spann. On some of these, he's just solo piano and vocal. And others, he has band members. Usually, they're out of the Muddy Waters band of the time. And these were all done in 1965. It's Otis Spann.
Tell me, pretty baby, what's on your world mind? Tell me, baby, what's on your world mind? When you thought I was leaving, mama, you were loving all the time. Tell me, baby, please don't leave me this way. Tell me, baby, please don't leave for me. Gone now, you'll be back home to me someday. Watch out, baby. and I just can't help myself. Love you, baby, and I just can't help myself. And you know I love you, and I just can't love nobody.
Like I bake my bread. You know, mama put in me another auto baby for 2 weeks ahead. Yeah, my good old Jelly Roll. Yeah, you know I just could, baby, way down in my soul. A man in a hospital, shot all full of holes. The nurse left the poor man dying, said she got to have a Jelly Roll. Yeah, them good old Jelly Roll. Yes, you know it's good for the sick. Yes, and it's good for the
Otis Spann on Pete Welding's Testament label. We listen to What's on Your Worried Mind, Worried Life Blues, Mr. Jelly Roll Baker. They're all from 1965. And then Spann heard with the Muddy Waters Band at that time from November 1965. Who's out there? James Cotton on harmonica, Johnny Young on guitar, S.P. Leary on drums, and that was Jimmy Lee Morris on bass. And I'll tell you, if I had to play a whole evening with a bass pattern that I was hearing on that last song, I'd find myself a rafter and a rope and would just step off the bandstand and put an end to it all. Oh, my goodness. Well, it all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We're going to pause and identify the station, and then we'll be back with hour number, what would that be? Hour number 4. Yeah, hang around.